one final insight into the term Da'as is it's not just that it's knowledge of Hashem in an abstract sense. Da'as also has the ability to purify us as well. Why is that? Because the Gemara tells us, Ein Adam Eva Avira Elaim Kein Nichmas Beruach Shtes. A person only does something negative, does an Avira, if a spirit of foolishness overcomes them. What is a Ruach Shtes? Where a person is actually driven or drawn after their body and its desires, chemical desires, and they are distancing themselves from their awareness and understanding and the consciousness of Hashem. They're being pulled off to this world, rather than the world of the body, rather than being drawn to the world of the spirit, the world of Hashem. And to the extent that a person is overpowered by this Ruach Shtes, this sense of being drawn after this world, then of course they're going to cover over and obscure any form of spirituality they have within them. On the other hand, if a person is blessed with Da'as, the ability to see clearly and to understand and to be driven and motivated by the Sichel, by that which we know to be true, rather than what we feel is comfortable, then we're not going to do that. And perhaps that's why the Gemara tells us, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, "V'haya emina sitecha chesin Yeshua chachma v'das," that das corresponds to the final order of the Mishnah, Seder Taharas. That's the order of Mishnah that deals with spiritual purity. And this is something that Yosef HaTzadik excelled in, this pure spiritual purity. He achieves Das Shlema. He's able to push away this Rachshtas. He's able to tap into this power of Das, which means that he's purifying his headspace, he's purifying his thoughts. That's Taharas. Therefore, Das is Taharas, is the ability to purify ourselves by being drawn by our Seichel, by what we know, what we know intellectually and spiritually to be the correct thing, rather than being drawn after immediate, illusory, fleeting pleasures that ultimately are going to be negative for us. So as we talk about Chenin Hadas, we're understanding that this Chenin Hadas is not just, oh, give me more knowledge, give me greater intellectual capacity. It's the ability to integrate that which I know into the realm of thoughts, speech and action. It's the ability to connect my life to the awareness of Hashem and for that awareness of Hashem to permeate my actions. That's why Das is Taharas. It's the ability to live a life of spiritual purity, living in a way that is aligned with our values, living in a way that is drawn to, motivated by spiritual purity, avoiding things that are negative for us, running after things that are good for us spiritually. So as we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Chenin Hadas, we're asking Hashem, we're trying our best. We're doing whatever we can. But ultimately, it's a gift from you, our ability to integrate. So give us the Siyata Dishmaya, give us the help, give us the assistance that we need to be able to put that which we know into practice for a life of spiritual connection and spiritual purity.